the out of the ordinary request you had when you were looking for a new house. My husband and I are just in the beginning stages of trying to figure where we're going to move. And I feel like my husband has too many requests on what we need, especially right now when it's a seller's market. So it's not like we can really be choosy.
You know, I think it's one of the biggest mistakes that you make when you're an early home buyer, Anna, is that you have this feeling of, you know, it's been a long journey to get that first house, right? It is. And even more so right now, finding the property. So when you get it, there's a part of you that, even if it's semi-conscious, you're saying to yourself, I am going to live here forever. You overinvest a lot of times in that first home.
Jonathan Carbuti from Carbuti & Company Realtors, like, what should you be looking for and what should be like deal breakers when you walk through a front door?
I think especially in this environment, as a first-time home buyer, you do need to be flexible and understand that this is going to be your first home, but not necessarily going to be your forever home.
I promised my husband when we moved into our home that we could move within a few years because he hated it. He hated everything about this house and I forced him to buy it. And now it's like all those reasons why he hated it are also the reasons why I don't like it. Have you ever had requests from people looking to buy houses that you knew were unattainable?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I think more of that was in their budget. So I had people, you know, with a $250,000 budget looking for a home and describing a home in the $500,000 price range.
We call that champagne taste, Kool-Aid money in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what that's
absolutely
like, right? I was just thinking to myself, like, I'd really love to have an airplane hangar. I don't fly planes. I don't plan on flying planes. Matter of fact, I hate small planes. Mm-hmm. They freak me out. But I really want the area.
What?
I just want the space so I can have some cars over here. Maybe I can have like a, you know, game area over here. I just want the space, man.
Okay.
We had a lot of first-time homebuyers that we work with that want everything moving condition. They want their brand new cabinets. They want their brand new countertops. They want their remodeled bathrooms, right? What we've been suggesting to them is just, you know, go for a renovation loan. There's a lot of great programs out there like the FHA 203K rehab program where you're only putting 3.5% down of the whole amount and you could build in up to $35,000 into your mortgage with only 3.5% down of your own money. It's just a really great user-friendly program.
So if you are a first-time home buyer and you're kind of going into this blind, what would be your suggestions on the three things that you should do?
Easy. So number one, get pre-approved with a competent local lender. I think that's crucial. Know your options. Know what those different mortgage products are. Understand that there's rehab programs out there and there's some really good programs that will allow you to do the remodeling yourself. Number two, don't waive your inspections. Have a home inspection. I know in this competitive market, a lot of real estate agents are suggesting to their clients, just waive the inspections. I would not recommend doing that. There's too many things that could go wrong. And number three, I would say buy a home you can grow into that fits your future needs and goals. Yes, it may not be your forever home, but if you know you just recently got married and you're going to have at least one or two kids within the first 3 to 5 years, just make sure that you could grow into that home.
Jonathan Carbuti of Carbuti & Company Realtors. You can find him online at carbutirealestate.com.
Thanks for having me.